Hi, my name is Casey Stevens, and I serve as the Interim Dean of Students at Wittenberg University.
I understand that recently that there was a fortunate event and some a graffiti placed there at Wittenberg, I believe the entrance of the campus. Can you tell me a little bit about that incident and what happened?
Yeah. Middle of March, I would say, the university learned of some hateful graffiti that was on the fountain. And we went through steps to remove that, and those were inadequate in our initial attempts, but we have since removed that, and we have sincerely apologized to the university for our initial inadequate attempts to remove that graffiti from the fountain.
Now, some of the students were saying that when it was first noticed that they made a report that it was there, and it was just sort of they kind of had a sense it just took a little bit too much time. Was there something that maybe they didn't report it correctly, or was it just something that a work order that got lost in the shuffle?
Right. We openly admit that there was an error on our end, that we did not address it appropriately. The police department and our physical plant staff communicated about it, but I think that there was just some errors in it getting removed in a timely manner.
And everything right now seems to be okay.
Yes, as soon as we learned that it hadn't been removed completely, what had happened is the graffiti remover didn't do a full job of removing the vandalism, and so we had to go back after it had rained after a couple of weeks because we had learned that it hadn't removed it all of the way and used some higher grade efforts to get it removed completely from the fountain.
Have you had any meetings with students, group meetings, or just how have you approached that in terms of communicating with the students?
Right. So the university values the input of our students, and we encourage them to express their concerns to us. And we have had several student leaders over the last couple of weeks be advocates for change and encourage meaningful dialogue around topics such as this or other acts of discrimination. And we feel like after the last couple of weeks and some meaningful meetings, we're able to move forward in a positive way. And the university administration is committed to working hard to increase our efforts on campus to prevent acts of intolerance or feelings of marginalization.
And right now, the mood on campus in general, it seems like you have a pretty close-knit student body?
Absolutely. We actually had a wonderful walkout yesterday, which is an annual event by our Concerned Black Students organization, and I think they were able to embrace the event to address some of the feelings that have occurred over the last couple of weeks, I should say hurt feelings, but really use it as a proactive way to say that we're collaborating with the university to move forward to make sure that we're an inclusive environment that addresses these issues in a meaningful way.
Thank you very much for your time and explaining what's going on, and we appreciate the detailed breakdown of the situation.
Sounds great.